Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cortez Paul on the Balls Not Court podcast. Here reporting that Team USA went down in the medal round, or at least to advance to go to the gold medal game. They lost to Germany 113 to 111. USA seemed to have been playing from behind. They was up for a little bit in the first half, but in the third quarter, Germany caught fire. And it seemed like for the rest of the game in the second half that Team USA was just playing from behind, as they has been for a lot of these games. A couple of these games that was close. Lithuania, they fell back and came back. And Germany in the exhibition play too. So Germany just had their number. I was very vocal about them being in the medal game. Congrats to them. They had three players that scored in 20 points. They have Franz Wagner, Daniel Theiss, and Andreas Oss. For that guy not to be on the NBA roster is confusing to me. Andreas Oss definitely showed me something, and I feel like his play is warranted that he should be on the NBA roster coming up this season somewhere. He needs a spot in the NBA because he's one hell of a shooter. That's the first thing, and he seems to make the right play. Dennis Schroeder bounced back from his 4-26 game with a solid game. Germany, slight margin over the rebounds, but when it comes to offensive rebound, they had 12-7. So, once again, it seems the recipe to beat this USA team was to rebound and hit your long-range shots. USA has been spotty. They had a good game today as far as shooting-wise from the three-point land. Michael Bridges started out pretty good, but listen, let's start off by showing Germany some love. They absolutely brought it. They've been fantastic. They look like a gold medal team. They're going against a tough team in Serbia. So give them a shout out. It was, of course, I'm a Magic fan, and it was cool to see Franz and Mo Wagner. I root for those guys hardcore. And honestly, it was cool to see Franz Wagner on the world stage. Guy does not get talked about a lot. So for him to have the game that he had was a beautiful thing to see. So I am pulling for Germany because I got those two players that play for my basketball team that I root for over here in the States. So I'm rooting for Franz and Mo to get gold. Over should be a tough team in Serbia. So once again, well-deserved. First time they beat USA in the tourney. And can't go without saying that the NBA or the game of basketball itself is just growing on the world stands, as you see how competitive it has been over the past decade, even further than that. So it's just a beautiful thing to see. You know, America is not going to come in here and just run things anymore, and it's good for the game. But let's get on to Team USA. Jalen Brunson and Jaren Jackson Jr., what the hell were you guys doing? I'm just trying to figure it out. Jaren Jackson is quite the talent. He's got numerous amount of talent. But the IQ isn't there. Like, there were some plays that he was making, the spots that he was in, he was reading. He caught the ball in a post and he brought it back down. You, as a big man, you just can't bring that ball back down and overpower people. You got too much size on this court now, too much length on this court now for you to get a ball in the post and bring it down and get the ball stripped or whatnot. The one that I really admire about Paul Gasol and some of these other big players, they get the ball in the post, keep it high, and because of their height and their length, keep the ball high and at least get a high percentage shot. When you bring it back down, you got to imagine this game is so fast. You got time to gather the defense, and seconds is precious when it comes to that. Jalen Brunson was reckless. I really think the one-on-one ball showed up. Anthony Edwards, I mean, he did what he can. Dude is going to be a superstar in Minnesota. Super excited to watch what his future is going to be. And he's one of the guys that should be back on this main roster when they play in Paris in 2024. Anthony Edwards deserves a spot on this team. when they go to pairs in 2024. There's a few others too. Tyrese Halliburton, his statistics and his impact was one of those that is worth noted. Paolo Banchero, I'm not crazy about him playing the five-man role, but his size and his strength, and once he get things figured out in another year in the NBA grand scheme of things, he needs to get back invited to the game. And it's just one of those that's just disappointing to see. It hurts to see that. It's frustrating. But I'm really rooting for those three guys to come back and make an impact on Team USA. So I do want to say that the championship game should be set up to be nice. Serbia and Germany, two fun teams. Bogdanović has been taking off. Be really fun to see how this team look like with Nikola Jokic. Of course, I'd have mentioned the three guys that's pretty much made the engine run on Germany. You know, Mo's tough off the bench. They really had a good game. Like, and even off the bench too, you had Thiemann too. That guy was getting a couple of rebounds and had a couple of impact, 10 points. So USA just couldn't buy a stop. And now they're going to play, which is surprising because a lot of people thought USA and Canada would be in the gold game, and they're in the bronze game. So it's going to be interesting to see how that game is going to go. Should be fun. But I'm pretty sure USA and Canada are probably not going to be up for it. But regardless of it, you get the medal. You get a medal. So I'm really hoping Team USA is up for it because Canada's got a lot of talented team too, and they really shouldn't have lost to Serbia, but they did. So nonetheless, that's my thoughts on it. Once again, I'm super proud of Mo and Franz Wagner. They both deserve to be there. I'm pretty sure if they do win and go, and I'm rooting for them to win and go, I'm pretty sure they're rubbing in Paolo's face. But hey, nonetheless, FIBA has been super fun this year. It's been a lot of good basketball, a lot of good hoops. And from our basketball peers, you really appreciate that. So signing off, Cortez Paul. Take care, guys.